WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Depending on your mood, you could decide to be entertained, haunted, and/or enlightened by some of this summer's standout novels. Book critic Maureen Corrigan has a roundup of three new books.
Summer is the season when publishers put out literary novels by award-winning mid-list writers whose voices might be drowned out in the fanfare of fall blockbusters. It's also the season when publishers take calculated risks on unknown authors with a gimmick. And the gamble has certainly paid off in the case of The Rule of Four, a thriller co-written by two friends in their 20s named Ian Caldwell and Dustin Thomason. The Rule of Four has been hyped on the front page of the New York Times, no less, as this summer's suspense novel for smarties, in the tradition of The Da Vinci Code and The Name of the Rose. The novel's Crack the Linguistic Code plot focuses on an arcane Renaissance text called the Hypnerotomachia. It's an actual brain teaser of a book, written in seven languages and illustrated with nightmarish woodcuts, that was published anonymously in 1499 in Venice. The very clever conceit of The Rule of Four is to have a Princeton student named Paul Harris writing his senior thesis on the Hypnerotomachia. When the novel opens, Paul's thesis is due in 24 hours, and as he and a roommate get closer to solving the text's central riddle, betrayals and dead bodies begin mounting. The Rule of Four uses Princeton's Gothic campus to eerie effect, and it has some astute comments to make about ambitious scholars who start off wanting to serve books and end up wanting books to serve them and their careers. Just don't be misled by the academic trappings. The Rule of Four is pure summer diversion. You won't get course credit for reading it. The young losers who populate Dan Shaun's new novel, You Remind Me of Me, wouldn't have a prayer of being accepted into the likes of Princeton. There's an apathetic teenaged mother named Nora who gives up her first baby for adoption and keeps the second only to grievously ignore him. That boy winds up having his face chewed apart by the family's pet Doberman. Another boy named Troy grows up to become a minor league drug dealer, but he's known enough parental love to feel fatherly concern for his own neglected son. Sean's Midwestern drifters in training are limited, but not necessarily doomed by their personalities and circumstances. One of the most captivating aspects of this novel is the way it zeroes in on the inherited weaknesses, the small stores of ambition, the pivotal moments of cruelty or accidental mercy that will eventually determine who sinks or swims. Sean is known for his award-winning collections of short stories, like Among the Missing. You Remind Me of Me, his debut novel, works like a bunch of short stories, especially at first, when he's establishing the different plot strands and timelines before crisscrossing them together. Comparisons to the work of the immortal Raymond Carver abound, beginning with the tossed-off title of Sean's novel and continuing through with his tone of Lost in America melancholy. Like Carver, Sean makes forgettable nobodies unforgettable. Not by ladling on the schmaltz, but through the stark alertness of his language. Speaking of comparisons, in his new novel, The Master, Colm Tobin gives an enhanced imitation of his subject, Henry James. I dare to say enhanced because Tobin explores the older James's regrets and lifelong sexual uncertainties in elegant sentences that contain all the complexity of James's, but avoid the, hey, look at me, marathon contortions often found in the originals. The Master explores James's interior and public life throughout the 1890s when he was living in England. It's the decade of James's horrific artistic failure, the play Guy Domville, that was booed at its London debut, while those of his rival, Oscar Wilde, were cheered. Tobin's omniscient narrator says that, after the failure of Guy Domville, James's determination to work did battle with the feeling that he had been defeated and exposed. He had failed, he realized, to take the measure of the great flat foot of the public. James here tentatively confronts the shades of dead family and friends whom he disappointed, like his sister Alice, a lifelong invalid. His solitude is also disturbed by society matrons with skin like bottled fruit, self-important friends like Oliver Wendell Holmes, so adept at finishing their sentences, and handsome young men who stir up the love that dare not speak its name. The master, however, does something even more extraordinary than treating its readers to this gorgeously evocative language or to an imagined life of James himself. It illuminates the creative process, slowly tracking how bits and pieces of images, voices, memories, and moods perhaps coalesced into The Turn of the Screw or Portrait of a Lady. The Rule of Four may be a fun puzzle of a novel about a cryptic book, but The Master probes a more absorbing mystery, the mystery of how great books happen, and in so doing, it becomes a great book itself.
Maureen Carrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed The Rule of Four, You Remind Me of Me, and The Master.